guy is shorthand for 10% held by Hunter for his father.
Wait, CBS, you're telling me Hunter's laptop's real now? And Joe Biden's a big guy? I thought this was just one big conspiracy theory. Well, Primetime reached out to Leslie Stahl at CBS and asked her if she'd be apologizing to the former president for insisting the laptop couldn't be verified. And we haven't heard back. I'm starting to realize Democrat October surprises are all hoaxes and Republican October surprises are all true. You just have to wait until after the election to find out. And to have a free and fair election, you kind of need to know the truth before the election. That way voters can make an honest assessment and not have any regrets. But let's look at the bright side. If the media didn't bury the laptop, Joe Biden would have never been able to give his granddaughter the wedding of her dreams. The one this weekend where Hunter's daughter was able to tie the knot on the South Lawn. Did Hunter even pay for the wedding? Because earlier this year, his sugar brother had to pay back $2 million in back taxes for him. And buried in the reporting of the wedding, Hunter's daughter, Naomi, you know, the one who just got married, has been living on the third floor of the White House since the summer. Who else from the Biden family is living at the White House that we don't know about? Is Corn Pop crashing in the Lincoln bedroom? I guess since Hunter is dead broke, President Biden probably had to pony up the cash for his granddaughter's wedding. That's okay. It's just as long as the big guy gets 10% of the wedding gifts, everyone's happy. Wouldn't be the first time Biden got a cut of the China. But back to business. When is the White House finally going to tell the truth about this?
Can you address whether the president was involved in...